Good morning, boys and girls. How many of you have a dog for a pet? Okay, a few of you do. I've told you before about our two dogs that we have, and a few weeks ago I told you about how they have this desire to run away from us. And it's not because they don't like us, it's just part of that breed that they run away. And we've tried everything we could think of to stop that, and it hasn't worked. So we just are very, very careful to keep them either in the house or in our yard where we have a fence, and are just extra careful anytime we open any gates or doors. But there is one thing that we have not tried that other people have done to stop their dogs from running away and to keep them in their yards. And it's called an invisible fence. Have you ever heard of that? Some of you have. There's a special collar that goes around the dog's neck, and you can put these special things around your yard, and anytime the dog goes past that thing around the edge of the yard, what happens? The dog gets a shock. And very quickly, the dog figures out, don't go past that point. And they don't get shocked, right? And I've heard about several families that have tried this, and they say after a while, the dog has figured it out so well that they can take the collar off the dog and put away the thing, and the dog still will not go past that point and will stay in the yard. And that's why they call it an invisible fence. There's no fence there, but as far as the dog is concerned, they stay in the yard even though there's no fence, no shock anymore. And you know, boys and girls, even though there's no fence, the dog stays in the yard. That's what sin does to us sometimes. Are any of you slaves? You might think you're slaves to your parents, maybe. But you're not really slaves. But the Bible tells us that if we sin, we're slaves to sin. And it's not like you're in a jail where bars or fences or wires in front of you. It's invisible. But you still can't do what you really want because the devil is controlling you through sin, just like that invisible fence. And the Bible tells us Jesus has come to set us free so that we are free to do what he wants us to do, what he places in our hearts for us to do, that the devil does not want you to do. God wants you to be free. And you can be free when you let Jesus live in your heart. No more invisible fences, no more slavery. God can set you free. Do you want to be free? I know I do, and I hope you'll always let Jesus live in your hearts so you can be free. Why don't we pray together and ask Jesus to be with us? Dear Jesus, thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for being our Savior, for dying on the cross so that all of us can be free from sin. And I pray, Jesus, that you'll help each one of these boys and girls to let you live in their hearts so that you can help them to be free and not be slaves to sin ever again. Bless them and their families. We pray in your name. Amen. Thank you. And you can help us by picking up those baskets and taking them to the back. Appreciate it.